1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Lee Hill check it in, man, aka Calvin Lewis, BKA, call me what you want, just don't call it people. And you know how I do it, goddamn me, I get straight to it. And I just want to say, how do you ladies, women of today's time, you modern day women, how do y'all expect to get married, have a family, have a successful family, healthy family, if you're not putting in the work? How? Some of y'all women gotta realize that men have access, choose access to marriage. Y'all choose access to sex. So what that means is we have to put in work to get sex, right? We gotta take you out, court you, treat you well. Some women you gotta do that. So we got all these stipulations before we can get the penetration. So what makes you think you don't gotta put in work to get the ring? The ring is the championship. That's how you determine if you're a winner or not. Not a chicken dinner. That's how you determine whether you're a winner and not a chicken dinner. You have to put in work. This notion of manifest, I believe, God gonna bring me the right man, if it's the right man for me, is bullshit. You think the motherfuckers, the people that play in the NBA, NFL, MLB, you think they manifested and said, yeah, God gonna bring me to the NBA. God is gonna bring me Adam Silver. He gonna bring me the commissioner. Hell no. Them niggas put in the motherfucking work. Day in and day out. Sun up to sundown. They training. They got coaches. They got defensive coaches, offensive coaches. They doing drills. They shooting around, scrimmaging. They're going to camps. They're getting advice from other people who's already in the league. So women, y'all got to get advice from women who's already in the league, who's already married. They're going to show you the way. They're going to tell you how to keep your man, how to get your man. Nah, man, y'all need to stop being so goddamn lazy. Stop being so fucking lazy when it comes to dating, thinking it's just going to all come together. It's never going to work out that way. It's never going to work out that way. How do you expect to make it to the league if you're not putting in the work, if you're not training, if you're not in the gym, shooting around, doing drills, defensive coach, offensive coach, shooting coach? How do you expect to make it? This shit is really, it's really lunatic, man. Some modern women are moving like lunatics now. They're very delusional. They don't know what it takes to keep a man, how to get a man, how to maintain a man. We looked at as tools nowadays, it seemed like. It's a huge disconnect with women and men now. The women are not respecting us. And that's enough. Enough is enough, bro. Y'all not respecting us, but yet you want us to get down on one knee and buy a ring and have a wedding for you. I'm confused. I'm very confused. How the hell do you expect to make it to the league if you're not putting in no work? You're not doing no drills. You're not in the gym. I'm just manifesting with who God bring me the right man. He bring me the right man. No, it does not work like that. Did you manifest getting that motherfucking degree? Shit, no. You put in the work. You did the you had the essays. You had the homework. You had the test. You had the quizzes. You had to show up to school. So it's the same situation. Put in the work with your man. And if he's a quality man, he's a good man, he's gonna return He's going to return it in favor. He's going to return the love right back to you. That's for men of value, though. Not these bum-ass niggas. They just be like, oh, man, niggas ain't shit, man. Niggas ain't shit. No, your selection ain't shit. You not shit. You choosing wrong. That's all it is. You choose wrong. You. Some women just choose men based on their appearance, how they look, what they got, how they make me feel. They make my senses tingle. Nah, man, you gotta start picking men with your eyes closed, based on character, based on his heart, based on his morals. Is he a good man? Will he make a good father? Will he make a good husband? All the other shit is out the window. And the thing is, it's going to take y'all until you get old to realize it. By then, it's going to be too fucking late. Get on it now. That's if you want good outcomes. If you want to be lonely and I'm content being by myself, and well, I suggest you get a Yorkie, Shih Tzu, or a Poodle. You hear me? Buy a dog then, because ain't no man gonna put up with no half-ass woman, especially when you say you want to get married, you want that ring. It takes work. Let's just fucking put it out there. Let's just be honest. It takes work. Put in the work. Love your man. Goddamn me. You hear me? And take a stand. It's gonna take work. How the fuck do you expect to make it to the league if you're not putting in work? You can't manifest this shit. Yeah, you can dream about it. You can speak into existence. But you still have to put in the work. And a lot of women nowadays, they say they're Christian, but they don't really go by the book. Because in the book it say, faith without works is dead. This is what the Bible say. This is what the words say. A lot of women claim they're Christian. I go to church, I'm Christian, I love it. Okay, let's go by that rule. Faith without works is dead. You have to put in the work. And where is the good faith? It ain't no good faith. What if he did this? What if he do this? Where is the good faith? Where is it at? What if he don't do that? What if y'all have a successful marriage? But the thing is, you're gonna have ups and downs. Ain't nothing gonna be perfect. Ever in life, and it really took me going through what I went through with my last relationship to realize that. To realize that ain't nothing gonna be perfect. I thought it was gonna be sweet and smooth, but I'm like, damn, when I sat back and realized, I said, damn, let me stop tripping, you hear me? Cause ain't nothing gonna be perfect, man. We gotta, you know. You're gonna have to put up with something. You're gonna have to. You're gonna get old. Your titties gonna start sagging. Your ass gonna drop. You hear me? What the fuck you gonna do then? You still wanna be alone? Instagram gonna be done. Snapchat gonna be done. You hear me? Come on, man. Let's be real, bro. Can we be real for one minute? You know what I'm saying, ladies? Women, let's be real, man. You can't make it to the league if you're not putting in the work. So put in the work with that man that you want. That's if you want good outcomes. That's if you want a husband. If not, then go ahead and sleep on the cot. You dig what I'm saying? But how do you expect to make it to the league if you're not putting in no work? It does not work like that, man. Put in that work, bro, with the man that you want. Put in that work with the woman that you want. Put in that work, because more so specifically for women, we choose the access to marriage. Y'all choose access to sex. We have to buy that ring. We have to get down on one knee. We have to choose you out of 1.8 billion people in the world. We have to choose you. So with that being said, man, let's connect this back together, women and men. let's start to women, let's start to respect men more and see them as men, not as tools, and what you can do for me and how you can make my life easier. No, you're my helpmate. We're supposed to make each other's life easier. Put in that work, man. You can't make it to the league. You can't make it to the championship game if you don't put in no work. It does not work like that. With that being said, man, I believe help out.